T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Are we back yet? All right. I hear some bump music playing. Guess that means the radio crowd is waiting to hear some voices, so we might as well talk.
Oh, are these things on?
It's still the Lawrence Holmes show for the moment. Not. Anthony Heron and Nolan Cruz have been in for Lawrence throughout the afternoon, as I keep reminding everyone. It's been a load of fun. A lot of football, some non-football happening too. I assume some more non-footballs on the way now that Parkins and Spiegel are here.
I actually have beef with both these guys, Speaks, that we have
Speak,
to...
give us the Cubs coach.
One second. You guys are too good at this.
I'll take care of that for you. But yeah, you have beef with the football guys. I'm looking forward to this.
I got beef with them.
It's a good idea.
Did you hear any of this show the last 2 hours? They're too good. They don't have a host like us in here.
Yeah.
They're good. If they can do this job better than us, they're going to just take all of our jobs.
Well, we know that's not true.
This is the way of the world.
We started with Bernstein in transition, trying to get the steel cage match going, trying to figure out who could do the grudge match deal. I would much prefer to power rank all the civilians, basically, who work at the Score, all you guys.
Yeah, please.
Just power rank who could take each other down in the octagon. That would make a lot more sense to me.
I'm the last pick. can I vote myself to last?
You got reach, though. You're very long. You're angular.
Yeah, but there's no power behind any of this reach.
Okay. He's smart, though. He just wants out so he can watch.
That's exactly right. I want to broadcast
a cold beer, right?
Yeah.
Cold beer.
If I get you on the ground, you will have trouble getting up. Okay. This is what I can offer. My jellyfishing skills are such that you'll have difficulty rising.
Are you an eye gouger or no?
No. See, see, this is you. Just
curl up in a corner.
We're trying to win the game.
What is the filthiest thing you ever did on the bottom of a scrum on an NFL field?
Good question.
Oh, I don't know if I can say that.
when the ball is down there, but there's other guys, and it's an opportunity.
I used to like the accidental knee drop to the ribs. You kind of walk up to the pile.
Accidental.
You trip. And a knee just falls right in the guy's ribs. That was just my favorite move. The guy would scream, and I'd say, "Ref, I tripped here." Just trying to get off
the
ground.
Check the film, ref.
I'm clumsy. I'm just a world-class athlete. Yeah.
It's an evil place you existed for a while.
Past tense.
I asked Owen on the golf course when the last time he got in a fight was, and he said he could legitimately not remember.
I remember.
Okay. I think he was lying.
Because football fights are very different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a long time ago.
Danny, this is the way of the world. Eventually, they're not going to need any actual broadcasters. Look what the White Sox have been doing. When Hawk Harrelson and Tom Pachorik was your play-by-play and color team, it was players. These guys doing this, I guess hosted the Ross Tucker podcast. The show the other day, Home and Home.
Yeah.
On radio.com. He's hosting. He doesn't need these football players. We got Gronk on TV tonight.
Ross went to Princeton, though.
Yeah, Ross is one of those guys.
That's a little different.
What's Rob Gronkowski going to bring to this broadcast tonight? He's a studio guy.
Yeah. Humor.
I'm interested to see how he does. I think it'll be a fun show with him on.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the way he understands the game, I think he's a lot probably smarter than most people think he is.
Wait, I'm not going to lie. Enlighten me. What is Gronk doing tonight?
Gronk is part of his studio crew for Fox/NFL Network on the Thursday night broadcast. And he debuts tonight.
That?
And Olin, what you just said, I think most of us believe that Gronk is mostly dumb as a box of rocks.
No,
but there's no way
so.
That you can do that in the NFL,
I
right?
I think when you watch him play football, the way he understands his angles, his blocks, where he has to be on the field, being around Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for years, learning all that football, I think he's going to be an amazing addition. And I think he'll be fun, too. So if he can express all that knowledge and still keep his fun side. I see him do a couple speeches where he spoke, and I think one time the big one was he was crying about what football was doing to him, and he was in a dark place. And he's just an interesting guy.
Yeah, I think that we've underestimated Gronk for a long time. There's those stories about how he hasn't spent a dollar of his football salary, which is what allowed him to retire before he was 30. He lived off all of his endorsements, so he's got $40, $50 million in the bank. And then the first time he comes out after retirement, he's partnered with a CBD company, and he's got some sort of equity stake in this pain management stuff. And what does everyone say you want to be in right now? Legal weed, CBD. It's like one of the biggest growth industries in America, and Gronk has his name attached to one of the biggest ones, and he partners with Fox. Fox has partnership with the WWE.
So dumb like a fox is where you're going.
Dumb like a fox. Like, you know, obviously he's a partier and he's got the fratire genre and he's got that, but that's also part of his brand. I'm not saying that he, you know, would make it into Mensa or some sort of Rhodes Scholar or anything, but there are plenty of football players dumber than Rob Gronkowski. Well, is my bet.
Like, Owen and I were talking about it in one of the breaks. You know, most guys who survive in the NFL for any period of time.
Like, this is a backhanded compliment. I didn't even mean it to be, and now Owen can't even look at me.
But to,
ooh, that hurt, man. I'm just saying.
To know the game is one thing. To be able to communicate it is another. I think in the studio setting, that should be something that suits him well, where it's not necessarily, you know, like it's one thing for Jason Witten to be immediately thrown in the broadcast booth, having really not been on camera
terrible.
That much.
Oh,
but calling games is a different skill set.
That's ridiculous.
You're reacting to the snap by snap and trying to diagnose the information that's in your eyes and get it into your brain and then communicate it to folks at home in a moment's notice while just other plays are happening and there's 22 bodies on the field. It's not something that's that easy to transition into as quickly as they tried to force feed Jason Witten.
This is an anomaly that Tony Romo is this good at it. It's a crazy thing to be that good that quick. Every studio show is looking for their Charles Barkley still. And by the way, TBS has found it in baseball. I don't know how much people watch the MLB playoff post game shows, but Pedro Martinez
He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal. And now him and Jimmy Rollins and Gary Sheffield giving each other crap. Mm. That chemistry has developed. But Pedro talking about pitching and talking about character of players and rising to moments and stuff is as good as baseball studio has been in a long time, in my opinion.
But Olin, to answer your question that you started this with, I believe Spieg still thinks that David Ross is going to be the manager of the Cubs.
If he wants it, it's his.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this is the archetype. He fits the archetype. And these days, what you want is not a puppet, like what everybody's saying, but a partner who has phenomenal people skills. And he's got phenomenal people skills in terms of getting stuff, something out of guys. Guys enjoy him and want to be around him, but they know that they better do their freaking jobs around him. You know, I'm interested. As I'm looking at you, Olin, everybody used to say that you ran that room, that Bears room. And I don't know whether that was conscious or whether there was just an accountability to the way that you talked to your teammates.
They were scared of him.
I don't know. I mean,
it mattered. But
we know you now as this really enjoyable, fun guy. So you probably were always that, but you had a mix of likability and also holding people accountable. Is that fair to say?
Not knowing David Ross and what they say, everything about him. I might just hear what they talk about him being the manager and stuff. But I don't think you ever wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go in there and lead today. You just go in and you do things the right way. And just hopefully everybody else follows that. And sometimes, like you said, you're willing to get in people's faces.
Yeah.
No matter what the consequence is, do your job. Everybody do their job. Everybody work hard. But first, like Ross did, first you have to earn people's respect with your work ethic, with the way you play the game, and you do all the little things right. And really, I know there's a lot of jokes about fear, and because rightfully so, with my past and the stories and stuff. But a lot of these guys, I'm sure in football, they're not scared of you. These are tough guys. They're not. You have to earn their respect, and they could care less if you beat them up or not. But when you demand from somebody who to do something, like I saw David Terrell downstairs on the way up, and it's just, when you see each other and you're in the same locker room and it's just a feeling of mutual respect. It's just good to see him. And he you could tell, you know, Hopefully he was happy to see me too, but maybe I just imagined that.
He had to see you as opposed to running in the opposite direction.
But you.
Hey, Olin, good to see you. What a
You were part of the fun.
But. Yeah, that was weird. That was not choice.
But you were part of the fun too, right? You're playing dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing guys up like Natalie used to talk to me about all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know, and that's just locker room and having fun and doing all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure Ross, I mean, if he's up for a manager job, I'm sure he has that kind of respect. Yeah. I'm sure he earned that.
But the difference is, like you say, like you don't wake up one day. You didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to lead this locker room today.
Oh, gosh, and don't you hate those guys? The guys all of a sudden they're in there and they're first in line. And, yes, coach. We'll do what you say, coach. And everybody's like, no one's listening to you.
Who was that guy?
I'm not saying that.
His transformation to a media guy is not fully complete yet until he'll bust toss the next teammates.
And the difference is that Ross, I don't think he showed up wanting to do that. He just had that in him, and now he'll be anointed to do that. And that's a different animal, right? That's a different thing.
Didn't the Girardi interview supposedly go really well?
Nah, who knows? I mean, you know, I'm sure every managerial interview goes well on some level. He's done it a couple of times. I think they're on a fact-finding mission, too. They're waiting to talk to the dude in Houston to get some insight into what they do in that organization.
And that's how they go about everything.
Yeah, so I think it's deliberate intentionally, and it's slow by design. There's no rush, right? Like, to hire a general manager, there's a rush. You got to do that before free agency starts or a draft or whatever. Hire a manager, I mean,
Speed, you
a
think,
week, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever.
Speed, you think it's Ross and then someone has to blow their mind?
Yeah. I think it's Ross, or Ross has to crap the bed in the interview and really disappoint them in some way. But has anybody ever seen a dog and pony show? I love the expression, but I don't really know exactly what the dog and pony show is. But
in Mexico, I think.
Yeah, it was a horse.
Is that what that was? Just the horse?
It was a full size.
I believe it was in Juarez.
I saw one in Amsterdam, but that was a donkey, and I was really high, so I don't know.
Paid too much.
But the dog and pony show, like, that's how an 8-hour interview is a long way to go for a dog and pony show.
Let's talk to Olin about Tijuana. Olin, when's the last time you were south of the border exactly?
Actually, the last time was I was playing Iowa in 1996, and I was in Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah.
We played at the New Mexico Stadium. So that was the last time I was there.
How'd that go?
Oh, that something stayed. Something stayed in Juarez.
All right.
When you're in Juarez. Well, hopefully you don't literally stay in Juarez. When you're
you want to get out of there.
But when you did, you stay in Juarez.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, radio.com, sports station. Guys, seriously, really good
show. Thanks, guys, man.
Very enjoyable. Very good stuff.
Very fun to hear you guys.
We'll be listening to you guys on post after the Chargers game. You guys are all over the station during football season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.